Iran, just a few hours, you know, after last night's game, everyone packing up today. What's the overall feeling right now?
It ain't too great feeling in the building, but overall, man, the group, man, I think everybody in the organization, man, we got our heads up and everybody's cool. We played a great year. We had a great season. We just came up a little short, and I think we just do a great job of just trying to get back and trying to go get that goal next year.
And Eric Berry, his future with the team is in question a little bit regarding where he'll be next year. How much does he mean to this defense?
Eric Berry is the heart and soul of this defense. He means everything to this defense, and he's a great guy, and I'm pretty sure we would love to have him back.
How much would you like to have him back?
I'd love to have him back, man. He's a great guy to play with.
Has it kind of sunk in that the season's over?
Not yet, man. I think it take a couple of days. Probably sink in probably and by the weekend. Probably by the time the next game come on, it probably gets sick to your stomach because it makes you not want to watch it. But that's when they kick in. That's when we probably realize that this thing is over with.
What's the lesson learned from last night's loss?
Man, the lesson learned from last night is, mistake-free football. The team who played and make the less mistakes, you come out with a victory, man, especially in this time of the year in the playoff. Every team is good, so you just got to do a good job of eliminating the penalties and try to come out with a victory.
Every team's a little bit different, but for this particular group, what do you think it is that you guys kind of learned about yourselves this year?
I think one thing about this team, man, like we had a bunch of injuries, we had a bunch of guys step in and play. I think with this team, man, is we fight and it's everybody got heart and we play with grit, man. Whatever the coaches ask everybody to do, they come and give 110%, and that's one thing I can say as I've seen these guys around here, man. They come in and just give 110%, and that's gonna carry your team a long way when you got guys that's willing to do anything the coaches ask. So I think we do a good job of just grinding, man, and just playing football together.
Any plans for the off season as far as working out and getting ready for next year?
My plan is just to sit back for a little bit, man, and just relax and let my body come back.
Ron, will you watch the rest of the way, or is it hard to watch?
It's kind of hard to watch, but when you got everybody else around, your family and everybody else is watching this, you kind of tune in. You kind of tune in every now and then.
Hey, Ron, this team hasn't won a playoff game since 1994 at home. Is the Arrowhead advantage somewhat overrated, or how much do they really play?
Oh, no, the Arrowhead, the advantage, man, is real. The fans, it was loud last night. We couldn't ask for a better crowd, man. It was lit, and I think if we get another chance to do it again, man, we might take it a step farther.
I know it's hard probably now because you haven't had a chance to think back, but when you think back to this season, what do you think you're going to remember most?
I'm going to remember all the great W's, man, all the games we came back and won, like the games we came back in, like the overtime game, and we played earlier this year, the overtime.
Denver.
Yeah, we played Denver, the overtime game. I think about the game like that, the game in Atlanta, we came back and win. So I think about the good times and the good things we did this year, man. We did a lot of great things this year, and I think those are things, when I get away from this, them are the things that's going to hit me